and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Roman, tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, once again for the precious opportunity for me and all the people who are under the sound of my voice who have joined this broadcast today. Lord, the invitation that you always give us, and that's to come boldly into your presence, my Father, and this feast at the King's table, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church in this hour, my Father. And we count it an honor and a privilege, Lord, hallelujah, that you will point unto us the golden scepter of righteousness, signifying that we can come past the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past the sanctuary, past the holy place, into the holies of holies, past all of that, the gates, hallelujah, of course, the sanctuary, the holy place, all the way into the holies of holies, behind the veil, my Father, into your very literal presence, my Father. For everything that you did in the earth, Father, in the old covenant, Father God, was a means to that end, hallelujah, so that we can be cleansed, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, for one purpose, my Father, hallelujah, so that we might receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Father, who will usher us into your very literal presence that enables us to come boldly to your throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. What an honor. What a privilege, my Father. It is for me and all of those, again, under the sound of my voice, to have that invitation extended unto us to come boldly into your very presence, my Father. Hallelujah. 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 And eat from the King's table. Glory to God. What an honor and what a privilege. And what an awesome invitation. And for that invitation, Father, we say thank you. And we praise your holy name. Hallelujah. We honor this radio broadcast, Father, this means through which you have extended toward us, hallelujah, that would cause us to corporately and individually to come into that place, the holies of holies, to come back into the Garden of Eden, to come back to that secret place of the Most High God, hallelujah, come back into your very presence and eat the tree of life and live forever and ever and ever. Thank you, Father. So here we are, Father. We lift up our cup. We lift up our lives, our hearts, our souls, our minds, our emotions, our everything. And we give it all to you, Father. Hallelujah. Here's our cup. Fill it up and make us whole. And Father, as always, we're careful to give you all of the credit, all of the honor, all of the praise. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, have your way. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, I would ask that you would speak to these lips of clay to minister to all of our needs, Father, that we might draw closer to our Father, that we might know him much better than we do, and we might serve him much more than we do. Hallelujah. That we may obey him much more than we do, and we become more and more like him, much more than we are. So Holy Ghost, have your way in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hello. I know every time I say that, boy, I got that little smile and that little grin that come up on me, man. But I'm telling you, boy, that awesome. And I'm telling you, I find myself saying that all the time, you know, especially about myself, hallelujah, and about you, too. It's like Paul said, I cease not to give thanks for you and make mention of you in my prayers ever since I heard of your faith, he said. Hallelujah. That we might be filled with the knowledge of God's will. That's what Paul prayed for us. That's what my prayer is, too. Well, we might be filled with the knowledge of God's will for our lives, God's intent for our lives, God's purpose for our lives. Hallelujah. With all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Lord, pray for us so that we might know what is the hope of our calling. What you mean, calling? That we might know why the reason why God has called us unto himself, why God has summoned us into his presence. Hallelujah. The hope of our calling. Why God has called us sons and daughters. Why God has written our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. Why God has called us to assemble ourselves together in our sanctuaries and in our Bible studies and in our relationship with him. Why? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's the greatest question of all. You know why? A lot of times we know what something is. We know where it is. We might know the when it is. But the most important pursuit in life is to know why it is. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is a God of purpose. Hallelujah. Say that again, brother. God is a God of purpose. Everything that God created has a purpose. That's a purpose for everything. For everything that God does, everything that God did, everything that God will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a purpose for it. Why? Because God is a God of purpose. He don't just create something for fun or just for... There's a reason why he do it. Hallelujah. He's a God of purpose. Everything in life has a purpose. You know, this is the sad part about it. Every purpose is not known. Every purpose is not known. Abuse is inevitable. If you don't know the purpose for a thing, you can miss at the use of it, or you can abnormally use it if you don't know the reason for its existence, its purpose. So what, Arthur? God is a God of purpose. Everything in life has a purpose. Everything that he created has a purpose. Every purpose is not known. And wherever purpose is not known, number four, abuse is inevitable. Number five, if you ever want to know the purpose of a thing, never ask the thing. Why? Because purpose is found in the mind of the maker of the thing. So if you want to know the purpose for something, then you got to go back to the manufacturer's mind. Because he's the one that knows the original intent for his creation. How you find the true purpose? Hey, you got to go to the one who made it, to the manufacturer. Say that again, Arthur. God is a God of purpose. Everything in life has a purpose. Every purpose is not known. Wherever purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. If you want to know the purpose of a thing, never ask the thing. Purpose is only found in the mind of the maker of the thing. So if you want to know the purpose of a thing, listen, we were made by God Incorporation. God created us. My favorite scripture in the Bible, and God said, let's make man in our image, in our likeness. And let them, who God said, let's make man, let's create man in our image, in our likeness. So we were created by God Incorporation. So if you want to know the real purpose for your existence and everything else, you can't go to somebody else. You got to go. If you really want to know, you got to go to the one who created you. That's God Incorporation. Hello. You got to go to God. You got to go and seek him. Because he's the one who knows the original intent for your existence, for our existence. How you say that? Let me say it again. Purpose is only found in the mind of the maker. Original purpose. True purpose. So if you want to know the purpose of a thing, then you have to seek the Lord for that. And I guarantee you, if you seek, you'll find. If you ask, hallelujah, you'll receive. And if you knock, then the door will be open. I wonder how many of us really seek the Lord and say, Lord, you know, what's your purpose, man, for me, for creation, for the earth, for the heavens, for everything that I read about, everything that I've done, everything that I know about you, Lord, you know, concerning man, all the Old Testaments, and everything that I know. What's the purpose for it? What's the reason? Why you created me? Why you created mankind? Why you created us? What's the reason for our existence? Hallelujah. I guarantee you, if you ask, you'll receive. And if you seek it, you'll find it. And boy, when you knock, the door to that answer, the answer to that man, will be revealed to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number 7. Therein is the fulfillment of our lives. What? When you know more why you're here, and you operating and living in that purpose. That's what brings fulfillment in life. You can have all the money in the world and still not be fulfilled. There are rich people, millionaires, billionaires, who still not fulfilled, whose purpose still in life is still not fulfilled. They got more than they could ever live, man, for a lifetime. They're children, but they're still seeking in more and more and more and more. Because mankind is in search for that, what? The purpose. And boy, when you find that purpose and get in that purpose and begin to operate and live in your purpose, the reason for your existence, therein is the fulfillment of life. So many cards. Hallelujah. And I believe, boy, that's what God wants us to seek more than anything, what? The why of a thing. Like I said earlier, we know what things are, and we know when things are and where things are, but sometimes, boy, do we need to read forth it, boy, the greatest thing, boy, why things are, the purposeful, the reason for his existence. What's the reason for these Christmas holidays that's coming up, man, now? What's the purpose for it? We know what it is. It's the birth of Jesus Christ, the season where Jesus Christ was born. We know, hallelujah, you know, where it is, hallelujah. He was born in Bethlehem, you know. We know when it is. They use his date, December 25th, you know, as a, I don't know how to say it, because we don't know really what the day was. There's so much controversy. But anyway, we know when, hallelujah. But the most important thing is why. We know what it is. The celebration of the birth of Jesus. We know when it is. It's going to be December 25th. We know where it is. Hallelujah. That's in the hearts of man and everything else, and the children and celebration and everything that's coming up. But why? Why was he born? Why he came to this earth? What's the reason for his existence? What's the reason for our existence? I tell you, that's the greatest pursuit in life, when you can find out, man, why something is. Listen, if we want fulfillment of life, there are 5 questions that we must come to the knowledge of those 5 questions and get the answer to them. And those 5 questions is man's age-old question that man been seeking, man, for ever since the beginning of time. Hallelujah. And those 5 questions, boy, that's the answer to everything that man, and I'm talking about everything that man is doing. Everything is in search for the answer of those 5 questions. These 5 questions I'm going to share with you. But who are we? That's identity. Who are we? Scientists say we come from a salamander that created upon 5 billion years ago, man, and the evolution process, man became a monkey, and then man became a man, and that we come from a monkey. That's evolution, the answer to it. Our identity. Who are we? Listen, you didn't come from no monkey. The devil tried to make a monkey out of us, but man, we come from the Most High God. You come from God. You didn't come from no salamander that creeped upon the earth, man, and do evolution and all that, that dwarven and everything. And you came from the Most High God. That's where you come from. You are a child of the Most High God. You're an offspring of God. The same character, the same nature that God has, boy, the same character and nature that, boy, mankind, man, was created with. The same essence of God. Listen, when God wanted something, man, he spoke it into existence. And the way he did it, he spoke what he wanted to what he wanted made from, and what he wanted came from what he wanted made from, exactly what he said. I'm going to say it again. He spoke what he wanted. And he spoke what he wanted to what he wanted made out of. And from what he wanted made out of, hallelujah, came exactly what he spoke to. Right. So he wanted the earth. He wanted the flowers and the plants. He said, let the earth bring forth every living plant. When he did, he spoke to the earth. When he wanted the stars and the moon, he spoke to the firmament, the gases in the air, in the atmosphere. And he said, and let the stars appear. When he wanted animals, he spoke to the earth. He said, let the earth bring forth every living creature. When he wanted you and I, he spoke to himself. When he spoke to the earth, from the earth came what? The plants. When he spoke to the firmament, came from the firmament the stars. When he spoke to the earth, boy, it came every living creature. When he wanted you and I, he spoke to himself. He said, let us. Who are you talking to? He's talking to himself, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let us create man in our image, in our likeness. Hallelujah. What are you doing? He's speaking what he wants. And he's speaking what he wants to what he wanted made from. So he's speaking to himself. He wants mankind. He wants mankind made from him. So he speaks to himself. Hallelujah. And from himself came a little G God. Came you and I. Not a capital G, not God Almighty, but a little offspring of God. The Bible calls us sons of God. And this sons of God that he called us comes in two models, male son and female son. Hallelujah. What he did, he spoke to himself. So who are we? We the offsprings of the Most High God. We the sons and daughters of the Most High God. The Bible said in Galatians, say, we are no longer servants, but sons of God. And if sons of God, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. In John chapter 1, man, you say, hey, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, who? He gave who? The Word. He gave them the power to become the sons of God. The offsprings of God, little G God, little gods. Bible says in Psalms 82, they say, listen, God standing in the congregation of the mighty, and he judges amongst the gods. That's little G. That's us. He's standing where? In the congregation of the mighty. Who are you talking about? He's talking about us. That's why when you hear me say on this radio broadcast, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, that ain't no cliche. That ain't just no saying, man. That ain't just no man. That's who we are. Glory to God. We are mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. We just lost our identity and don't know how to operate in who we really are. We're living and dying like mere men and mere women when all the time, man, we the sons and daughters of the Most High God. You know how mighty that makes us? How great that makes us? We sing the song, boy, Almighty God, and we serve a mighty God. Yes, indeed, we serve a mighty God. And we sing the song, boy, how great thou art. And yes, he is a great God. But, boy, if you just like him, if you come from him and if you just like it, then you are, not only is he a great God, boy, you are a great child of the Most High God. Not only is he a mighty God, you are a mighty child of the Most High God. Yeah, we living and dying like mere men and mere women. Why? Because we don't know the purpose. We don't know why. We don't know why we're here. We don't know who we really are. That's those age-old questions. Who are we? If I, the only one can tell that, I can tell you, well, you got to go to the manufacturer. That's what the words say. That's what the words say we are. Sons of God, offspring of God, children of the Most High God, heirs of God, journey after Christ Jesus, mighty men and mighty women. Where you stand in the congregation of the mighty? That's us. He judges among the gods. And he judges righteous judgment. Well, he gives to us, man, what, who, the mighty, what rightfully belongs to us, what that, who we, our true identity, who we really are. What's that age-old question again, boy? Who are we? That's identity. The second age-old question is, where we come from. Listen, if you come from God, listen what the Bible says. This is just basic 101. If you come from God, where is God? Our Father, which art where? In heaven. Glory to God. So you originated in heaven. You come from heaven. If you come from God and God is in heaven, then guess where you originated from? You originated, your citizenship, your original citizenship is in heaven. Because right? That's where you come from. If you come from God, then you come, you know, if you God made by God Incorporated, and God is in heaven. And if you come from God, and he spoke to himself, and from himself came you, then, man, you originated in heaven. That's where you come from. Come from God. Who are we? We the offspring of the Most High God. Where we come from? We come from the Most High God. We come from God. We are his offsprings. We spring off from him. We are, that's why I like to say, the way you are a masterpiece. Why? Because you are a piece of the master. A little piece of God. Hallelujah. That sprung out from God. It has the same character, the same nature, same essence of God. Hallelujah. Listen, if I take a pitcher of water, it's like this. I use the illustration. If I take a pitcher of water and I pour me from that pitcher of water into a cup and I put water from that pitcher into that cup, the same ingredients that's in that big pitcher is in the cup too. The same ingredients. If I pour water from a big cup, from a big pitcher into a cup, then the same ingredient that's in that cup is the same ingredient that's in that big pitcher. Why? Because, boy, that water that's in that cup comes from the water that's in that pitcher. It has the same ingredients in it, same character, same nature, same likeness of it. It's just like the water that's in the pitcher. Well, the water that's in the cup is just like the water that's in the pitcher. The same character, the same nature, same essence. Just like God. You come from God, boy, that's where you come from. Same character, same nature, just like him. Hallelujah. Well, boy, say that again. You originated in God. You come from God. You're an offspring of God. You come from God. God is in heaven, so your original citizenship is in heaven. The third question, you know, why are we here? What's the question is? Who are we? That's identity. Where we come from, that's source. That's our source. That's the source of our life. If we come from God, boy, let me tell you something. If a plant that comes, that made from the earth, and you dig, and you take that plant, and pull it up out of the soil, then what happens, man? That plant, man, dies. Why? Because it comes from the soil. So in order for it to maintain its life, he got to stay hooked up to the soil. If he take a fish out the water, guess what, man? He get to flopping all over the place. Why? Because he out of his place. He separated man from his source. He come from the water, his dirt, man. And if you take him out of the water, he dies. If an animal don't keep eating, man, plants and things from the earth, well, he died. Why? Whatever you come from, you got to stay connected to it in order to survive. You and I come from the Most High God. And in order for us to survive and to stay born, you got to stay connected, man, to the source. You got to stay hooked up to the source. If you get disconnected from the source, you die. Just like a plant. If you put it up on the soil, it dies. Why? Because it's disconnected from its source or where it comes from. Here's her question again. Who are we? That's identity. Where we come from? The source of our existence. Number three, why are we here? That's purpose. The reason. Why God created you? And why God, man, brought you down from heaven to the earth? Why God created the heavens and the earth? And why God, man, came down and formed a body from the dust of the ground and then breathed into that body, you and I, mankind, the little offspring from God, into a body? Why did he, where he came from? He came down from heaven. When he came down from heaven, he formed a house, if I can say it that way, a body. Hallelujah. Well, from the dust of the ground. And he placed and breathed into that body the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Boy, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's life. In a physical body, on a physical earth. So listen, man, you came from heaven, but God brought you down to the earth. You didn't read the scripture being in Ephesians. In Philippians. Philippians said this, our citizenship is in heaven. That means that's where we originated at. That's the original citizenship, because we come from God, which is in heaven. But he brought us down to the earth. He brought us from heaven to the earth. Why? Hallelujah. If we originated in heaven, let me tell you something, that's another thing, too. That's why the religion, man, preoccupied us, man, try to prepare us, man, to go to hell. When in essence, man, God, man, desire and purpose and intended, boy, is for us to occupy this earth. To do this earth, be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue this earth, to rule and reign over this earth, to have dominion and authority and power and control over this earth, to have kingship over this earth. What are you saying, Arthur? Hey, he brought us down here for a purpose. So he ain't trying to get us, man, to hell. He's trying to get us into our true purpose, man, you know, of why he brought us to the earth. But like I said earlier, if you don't know the purpose for a thing, you'll miss at the use of it. So church has been missing at the use of what heaven really is, you know, and they've been preparing the church to try to make it to hell. If you can just make it in, hallelujah, what a day of rejoicing is going to be. Hallelujah. And it is. And let me tell you something, man, don't misunderstand me, man. We're all going to go to hell. But boy, I'm telling you, you ain't going to stay there forever and ever and ever. You're coming back. You're coming back to the earth. Even if God got to create a new one, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, man, and coming down from heaven. Everything, man, everything that went up to heaven, man, coming down to fulfill his original intent and plan and purpose. That's why we need to know why God, man, created us and why God brought us to this earth. Hallelujah. The fourth question is, that's what why is the purpose of a thing. The fourth mankind's age-old question is, what can we do? That's potential. What are our true potentials? What can we really do? Jesus said this here, boy, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works shall you do. Why? Because I'm going to the Father. And when I go to the Father, boy, that same mighty working power that's on the inside of me, I'm going to send that back to you to dwell on the inside of you and your spirit that will enable you to do the works that I do. What the works that he did? Boy, he come down here, boy, I'm talking about destroying the work of the devil. The Bible says, for this reason was he manifested in 1 John. And to destroy, verse 3, chapter 3, to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. And listen, boy, that's the potential that was on the inside of him. No idea. And listen, he demonstrated that. Hey, when he was on his way for them 33 and a half years, circumstance and situation and seven didn't dictate to him. He dictated to it. He cast out devils. Healed all manners of sin and disease. Spoke to the winds and the waves, and they obeyed him. Raised Lazarus' man and that woman's child and that and that woman's son that was on their way to the grave, and that little damsel that had died, he raised them from the dead. I'm talking about operating and living on this right down here with all power. With all power. Power in heaven, the power that's on the earth, and power even over, under the earth. That's there, power even over there. He said this here, destroy this temple, and I'll raise it back up again. Kick out her above us. But as in this not only did he say our petition, the work that I do shall you do also, and greater work, he said this too. As I am, so are you. Hello. Say that again, brother. He said this. What's our potential? Jesus said, boy, as I am, so are you. The works that I do, so shall you. As the Father sent me, so send now you. Hallelujah. The potential that we have on the inside of us. And what can we do? We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can do all things when we operate in the will and the plan and the purpose of God. We can do all things when we know, boy, why we're here, who we are, and where we come from, and why we're here. Boy, ain't nothing impossible that we can't do. That's in God's plan and will and desire for our life. And God's plan and will and desire for our life, we've been praying it all our lives and perhaps have not understood it. What? Thy kingdom come, hallowed be thy name. I start from the beginning. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth, just like it is in heaven. You've been praying it all our lives. But let your kingdom come, Father, and let your will be done. Where? In our lives. Where? On earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. Glory to God. But may it be in our lives just like it is in heaven. Or may it be in our lives here on earth. You've been praying that all your life. And perhaps it's not understood what's going on. Don't know the purpose even for that seminar that God taught his children, men, on prayer. But boy, I'm talking about man, God is filling the earth in these last days with the knowledge of his will. Not with just man sense knowledge reasoning, but with spiritual understanding. Hallelujah. Why? Because, boy, all our blessings that God has blessed us with is in heavenly places. And in order for us to get man what God has for us, boy, we got to know about the heavenly places where all our gifts are. This is what Ephesians say, man, thanks be unto God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Sometimes I ain't going to do it. Already blessed us with what? All the spiritual blessings. Where are they, Arthur? In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. But what we can do is just like we can be just. I'm talking about listen. The standard that God set for our lives is Jesus Christ. He said, "There it is. That's you. That's how you're supposed to be." You want to know how you're supposed to live, how you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to be able to do, how you're supposed to act, the authority and dominion that you have. Hallelujah. Then you look at Jesus. In fact, one of the main reasons why Jesus Christ came to this earth is to show you and I us. Who is he? He became man and offspring of God, the Son of God. So we're praying to reveal to you and I that you too and me too are the sons of the Most High God. That just like he offspring from God and came from God, and so do you and I. Same thing. He come to show us. He come to show us what we can do. He's going to show us what's going to happen to us even after we die. What's going to happen to us? What happened to him after he died? I told you, he told them people, man, destroy this temple. In 3 days, I raised it back up. Boy, they crucified him. In 3 days, he got up. Hallelujah. He's going to show you, man, what's going to happen to you. What? You're going to die too physically. But you just like he got up, you're going to get up too. Why you know that? Because the words say that, boy. The same spirit that lived in Jesus Christ, boy, has raised us up from the dead and made us to sit together with him in heavenly places. Glory be to God. Ooh, that same power, that same mighty working power, that same authority, that same might that raised him from the dead and set him at the right hand of the Most High God, that's the same thing that's going to happen to you when you die. Same thing going to happen to me when I die. Why? He's going to raise us up from the dead and then cause us to sit together with Jesus. Watch this here. Far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might. Who is that boy? That's the mighty working power of the Most High God poor operating in this earth, using his word and by the power of his Holy Spirit. Same power that was on Jesus. Let me tell you something. All the mighty works that Jesus Christ did, he never attributed none of those things to himself. You done heard me say this a lot of times getting tuned into this radio podcast. Hey, Jesus said this here, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to recover the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are bound, to set the captives free, and to proclaim, boy, the acceptable year, the year of Jubilee to all mankind. What's the year of Jubilee? All your debts canceled. Everything that you lost, restored back to you. What that mean, man? All your sins, man, paid for in full. Hey, Lord. All your sins forgiven. All your sins, boy, did Robert say, boy, he put him in a sea of forgiveness. Though your sins like scarlet, he washed you white as snow. So when God looked down here and see you, he see you covered in his love. He don't see you sinning and a no good rock and this and that. Man, know what he see? He see what he created. What about our sin and everything else? It's covered, man, with the blood. It's covered. It's covered, man. Hallelujah. It's cleansed. How? By Jesus Christ's blood, the uncontaminated blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it did wash us white as snow. And then after they washed us white as snow, boy, we didn't why I did that? Cause we, and then covered us in God's love. In other words, man, you covered in God's love. Covered in God's love. I'm going to say that again. Covered in God's love. Covered. I'm talking about his love covers, the Bible says his love covers a multitude of sins. That's all your sins. A multitude, man, what it means in that scripture, that all your sins is covered, boy, in his love. It's cast in the sea of forgiveness. The Bible says, I remember your sins no more. As far as the earth, before the west is from the east, the north is from the south. Before he said, I remember no more. I put him in a sea of forgiveness. And I give you, boy, a whole brand new start, a whole brand new life, a whole brand new beginning, a whole brand new you. Why? So that you can fulfill, man, my original intent and plan and purpose for your life. What's the potential, man, that we have on the inside of us? The same potential that Jesus Christ had on the inside of him. He couldn't, like I told you, said it earlier, he couldn't show us. What he said is, I am, so are you. The thing you see me do, so shall you. And just like the Father sent me to do what I'm doing, I'm going to send you to do to complete the work, to do the same thing. What the Father sent him to do, what is the purpose of him coming? To destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? Separate you from your true identity, from who you are, why you're here, what you can do, your potential, and where you're going to end up at. What's the work of the devil? To separate you from God. To separate you from your souls. Why? Because you know if he can separate you from your souls, then, man, you cannot fulfill your God-given purpose and destiny. Like I told you, in order to maintain your life and fulfill your purpose, you got to stay hooked up to the source that you come from. Just like if a plant going to fulfill its purpose and everything else, if a pecan tree, man, going to fulfill its purpose, if anything going to fulfill its purpose, it got to stay hooked up to, man, the source which you come from in order to fulfill its purpose. The other job is to separate us from our source. That's what Abba Father is. That's what the word Father means, source and sustainer. He's the source of our lives, and not only is he the source of our lives, but he's the sustainer of our lives. He not only created us, boy, I'm talking about, boy, he would take care of us, and he has taken care of us, and he has provided for us, and his purpose for our lives will prevail, and there ain't no weapon formed against us can stand. Why? Because he's not only the source of our lives, boy, he's the sustainer of our lives. He's the reason for all these. He's the one, man, listen, kick up over Satana. He not only will sustain us, boy, but I'm talking about he will keep us in everything. His plan and purpose are going to prevail. His purpose is going to prevail. But I'm talking about, boy, he's going to have what he sees. Listen, if he said, let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have rulership and authority and power and control and influence and dominion and over all the earth. Let me tell you something. The very fact that he spoke that, boy, is an indication that it's already done. Glory to God. Why? He finished before he started. Isaiah chapter 46, they say this, fix it in your heart. I'm God, and there's none like me. I declare the end from the beginning, and from my times of old, and say my counsel shall stand. Wait a minute, I'm going to have what I say. In fact, I'm going to prove it to you that I'm going to have what I say. I'm going to finish whatever I say, I'm going to finish it first, and then I'm going to start. In fact, he said, I show you the end from the beginning. What he did, he showed us the end, the finished product. He showed us that in the beginning. He showed us the end even before we started. Even before he started, he showed us the end. What's the end? Let's make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them have dominion over the earth. And let them have rulership and kingship over the earth. And let them be fruitful and multiply. And let the whole earth, man, be a colony of heaven, man, through my children, man. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something, boy, that's a finished product. That's done. Already. He showed you the end in the beginning. It's like a puzzle, a 500-piece puzzle, man. And what he want to show us, boy, in this 500-piece puzzle, if you buy a puzzle with 500 pieces in it, first thing you see on the box is what on the top of the box is what the puzzle is and what it's going to look like. Then when you open that box, take the top off all of it, then in that, man, it is 500 pieces. But on top of that box, it shows you first, even before you open it. It shows you the end first. It shows you, man, what this puzzle is going to be, man, after you put all them pieces together. It shows you predestination, the Bible calls it. It shows you the end, even before you start. Then you open up that box of damn 500 pieces of puzzle, and you start putting it together. But you already know the end. You already know the destination. It shows you the end first. That's the same thing, man, that God do. He showed us the end first. And then he started. Then he backed up, man, and formed man body from the dust of the ground and breathed into that body and the breath of life, and that body became a living soul. And God said, on your mark, get set, go. He showed him, man, listen, man, and watch. He didn't just take gold and go anywhere. He showed him the destination. He showed him the finish line first. Whenever you have a race and man and everything else, listen, before they start the race, there's a finish line. There's a destination. First. You know where the finish line is, and then you get in your lane, and boy, you got one thing in mind. What? It's to reach the destination. Hallelujah. So they say on your mark, that means, man, get ready to head toward that destination. The mark that they said, but the destination, the finish line. On your mark, that means get ready to head toward the finish line. Get set, that means get ready to go. Then you say, now go. And then, boy, the racers take off running. What are they running for? They're running for a purpose, what? To get to the destination. But they already know the destination. They know where the destination is. That's why you see them once they cross that destination, they stop running. Hallelujah. The only thing about this race here, the race ain't to the fastest or the swiftest or the first one. Listen, everyone who crossed the line, who get to the destination, get the same reward. It don't matter whether you come in first, second, third, fourth, fifth, last. It don't matter, boy. Everybody get the same reward. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's not to the swiftest or to the fastest. It's to everyone, man, that finished, man, the course. They run their race with faith and patience, man. It don't matter if somebody else get there before you, man. As long as you cross, as long as you get to the destination, you get the same reward as the one who crossed it first. The one who crossed it last get the same reward as the one who crossed it first. The Bible said this way, he gave mankind some talents, and then he cut it off a couple of under the yellow bush, he told a man, he said, hey, listen, man, I got a field, and I want some people to go work for me. He called one man, he went out, man, and he had worked, man, I'm talking about all day long. He called another one at noontime, he went out and worked a half a day. He called another one, man, you know, at 5 o'clock in the evening, and he just worked 1 hour, man. And all of them worked. Some started, man, early that morning. Some started at 12 o'clock. Some started at the last hour. And then when 6 o'clock came and the work was done, boy, then it came time for them to pay up. And all, he gave the first man the one who started in the morning, he gave him, man, you know, if I could use this illustration, he gave him $100. The one who started at 12 o'clock, he gave him $100. The one who started working, man, just worked for 1 hour, started at 5 and ended up 6, he gave him $100. And the one who had been there, man, for 5 all day long, he said, Lord, I worked all day long. And the one who came here, man, you had worked 1 hour, and he get the same thing that I get. Hey, yeah, God said, is it not mine to give to who I want to? Hey, this belongs to me. Everything belongs to me. I gave you the job. So if I want to pay this one here, the same thing I paid you, that's my desire. That's my intent. And that's what I want to do. What happened? The one who started working and just worked 1 hour, he got me in the same pay as the one who had worked all day long. What are you trying to say, Arthur? If you finish the course, man, you finish and get across the finish line first, or if you cross the finish line last, you're going to get the same reward. What? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. What's the reward? All of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. Everything that heaven consists of, everything that heaven is, the whole essence, everything, all of heaven, man, that's your inheritance. That belongs to you. Hallelujah. What are we going to get? Come ye who are blessed of your Father and get your inheritance. All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. That's what the Bible said in the book of Matthew. What it say again? Come, all you who are blessed of your Father and get your inheritance. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. Watch this. That was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. What's my inheritance? All of him. He could have loved my son to live my much son. That's our inheritance. Probably not operate men and living in all those great and mighty things like that. Hey, because, man, you know, we have to come to the answer to those 5 age-old questions. Who are we? Where we come from? Why are we here? What can we do? That's potential. And the 5th one is, man, where are we going to end up at? You know where this thing end up at? It end up at, man, you know where God started at. God started it in heaven, and then he brought it down here to the earth. And then, man, let me tell you something, so that it might be on earth just like it is in heaven. So he said it in Genesis chapter 1. Let's make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the whole earth, and let them be fruitful and multiply and make the whole earth, boy, just like heaven. Make the whole earth a colony of heaven. So that the same thing that's going on in heaven can be going on in the territory that I created for them, for earth. So they might be on earth just like it is in heaven. You've been praying it all your life. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth. What? Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth, in our lives here on earth, how? Just like it is in heaven. That's the finish line. Then he back up and start, boy. He formed man's body from the dust of the ground, like I told you, breathed into his body the breath of life, and set him on course toward that destination. When your mark is set, go. What? Be fruitful and make the whole earth just like this little garden of Eden that I placed for me, that I planted, and that God put them in. They ain't one up on the garden of Eden. God planted that garden, and God placed them there. And from that place, God said, on your mark is set, go. What? Make the whole earth just like this little place. That's your assignment. That's your purpose. That's your reason for me bringing you to the earth, right? To subdue the earth, to make earth a colony of heaven, to make what's going on in heaven, man, be going on in earth, on the earth. How are we going to accomplish that? Through his family of sons. That's why he brought you down to the earth. What's his strategy for accomplishing that? He's going to fill you with all of him, with all his heart, with all his mind, with all his character, with all his nature, with all his being. Who is that? That's the Holy Spirit. Yeah. I say, man, people don't know the purpose, man. Wherever purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. That's a purpose for the Holy Spirit. That's a purpose, man, for the Godhead. That's a purpose for the Father, the source and sustainer. That's a purpose for, boy, the Son. That's a purpose for the Holy Ghost. The Trinity, each one of them have a distinct purpose. Hallelujah. Boy, that's a purpose for the Holy Ghost. He had to try to get me in no smoke up in the room and a cloud and to knock you down and fall out and everything. No, he might manifest himself in some other way sometime, but boy, that ain't his purpose. Purpose is the Holy Ghost. Boy, who knows the mind of God except the Spirit of God? Purpose of the Holy Ghost, boy, is to connect you with God, to keep you connected to God. That will connect you to God. Like I told you, if you want to fulfill your destiny, you got to stay hooked up to the source. Glory to God. You got to stay hooked to it. Hey, listen, that's what happened to mankind in the fall. What happened? He got separated from his source. When God set mankind on his way, on his destination, man, he got tripped, if I can say it that way, and he failed. He ain't far from heaven. God brought him down here to heaven. That's why God ain't trying to get you to heaven. God trying to mean, this is a restoration work that God is doing, man. To restore mankind from that fall and to set him back on course toward his original destination. And written of intent and written of purpose that God created him for and put him on the earth for what? To make earth a colony of heaven. So that through his family, son, man, by the power of his Holy Spirit, he could extend his governing influence of his territory, heaven, to a territory that he made for us. Might fulfill that prayer that you've been praying for, that it might be on earth just like it is in heaven. And nobody say after that, now, Father, give us this day our daily bread, everything that we have need of to help you accomplish that, to help you accomplish what you do. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the purpose of the Lord, hallelujah, that's going to prevail. That's why I say the greatest pursuit in life, man, is purpose. Why? Because God is a God of purpose. And if you want to find fulfillment in life, boy, then you have to find out, you have to pursue that. Boy. Number one thing, purpose. The why. The reason for the existence of a thing, the reason for your existence, the original intent and plan and purpose. And like I told you, if you want to know that, you got to go to the manufacturer. So when you come to God, boy, I'm telling you, boy, you seek God. Jesus said it this way. If you want to know that, man, listen. All the other things that you're seeking after, man, that's all good and everything else, but, man, that's preliminary. That's primary, man. The main thing, man, if you want to know what's really going on, he said this here. You don't have to worry about how you're going to eat, what you're going to make it, and this and that and that and this and everything else. If you want to know what's really going on and what the real deal is, seek ye first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, God's way of putting you in right standing with himself. Seek that first. Make that your number one priority. I ain't talking about number two, number three, number four, number five. I'm talking about number one. I know how many of us are doing that. We'll go to doctors and hospitals and everything and go to mankind and everything else, and when we run out of all our resources, then we go to God for help. Hey, listen, when the Bible says, boy, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his way of putting you in right standings with him. And here are all the things that you're pursuing in life, all the things that you're going after in life, the peace, the joy, the happiness, the success, the health, the prosperity, the good life that you're going after, man, trying to have in life. He said, if you put me in the kingdom of God, what's the kingdom of God? What God is doing and his way of doing what he's doing. And if you seek that first, then all these things that you're going after, they'll be added unto you on a daily basis. You ain't got to take no thought of what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, how you're going to live, where you're going to live. Well, your Heavenly Father know that you who? Your Heavenly Father, who? Your source and sustainer. The one who created you. He know you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things going to be added unto you on a daily basis. When you're doing what? When you're getting your priorities in line. What's your priority? Number one priority. Seek first, boy, the kingdom of God. Seek first your purpose. Seek first the reason for your existence. And how you got to do that, man? Only way you can do that, man, you got to go to God. And let me tell you something. The reason why Jesus Christ came to this earth and everything that he did upon this earth and the reason for this holiday that we celebrating now, I'm going to say it. I've been saying it, man, ever since I've been on this radio broadcast, 7 years or 6 years, I have a long way back. We started in 2012. Then we went off for a little while. We came back on, man. We've been on here, man. We've been saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. What's that, Arthur, boy, that all of the kingdom of heaven, boy, We've been saying, man, been saying one message. You don't have a one message, but boy, who you are. To show you who you are. To show you, man, the kingdom of God, your inheritance, what belongs to you. What's everything that belongs to you. That's why God put us on this radio broadcast, to exalt you. I don't have no sermons. I don't have no religious messages. I got but one assignment. What's that assignment? This is what he said, boy. Go into all the world and make disciples of all men. What's that? Students. What's that? A learner. How? Teaching them all things that I taught you. And Jesus said, "Lo, I'll be with you always until the end of age." Thank God for one assignment, man. Hallelujah. I ain't coming looking for church members. I'm looking for disciples. Who are there? Students of the word. People that want to know, man, God and who he is and why he is and who you are and why you are. Well, what purpose? So that you can know the truth. What's the overall purpose, man? So that you can know the truth. And the truth is going to set you free from the bondage of Satan, from ignorance, from a lack of knowledge, from not knowing who you are. Because that's why mankind are being destroyed. They're not being destroyed because of the sin in their life. They're being destroyed, the Bible says, in Hosea, my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge of what? Of who they really are. Where they really come from. Why they really here. What they really can do. Where they really going to end up at, who Jesus really is, why he came to this earth, what's my purpose and my plan and my destiny for their life, because that's what's going to stand. My counsel is going to stand. They don't know that. They know sermons. They know who Jesus is, and they know what he did and everything else, but they don't know why. So, hey, Peter, hey, John, hey, James, hey, Bartholomew, hey, Thomas, hey, even Jude, hey, y'all, call all the disciples, hey, this is what, come, what I'm going to do, I need some students. I need some people, man, and I can reveal, man, who God really is and what God really done. I need some people that I can show them the Father. Hallelujah. What do you mean? Show them who he really is and what he really done and what's really going on. And he called them disciples. He didn't call them members of a church or members of a religion. He called them students of man, the knowledge of God's will for their lives. The knowledge of God's will for their lives. And boy, as he followed them, man, he taught them more, then he filled them with his spirit, and then he sent them out, man. Say, go and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. And Lord, I'll be with you always. And that's the only thing my Father in heaven taught me was the kingdom of God. I don't have one message. What that is? It's the greatest message that ever been told. What that message is? Hey, you who are dead in trespassing and sin. Hey, you with heavy laden and burden and everything else. Hey, you who are down and out. Hey, you who are on your way to a devil's hell. I come forward to get you off that destination and put you back on the destination that God originally intended for you to be on. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, y'all. My time is up, and I love y'all with the love of the Lord. Hey, listen, the reason for this Christmas season here, boy, is one thing. You're the reason for it. Jesus is not the reason for the season. It's you. You're the reason why he came. You're the reason why he died up on the cross. You're the reason why he rose from the dead. You're the reason. Why? He come to redeem your life from destruction and restore you back to your original place and fill you with the knowledge of what that is so that you might fulfill your God-given purpose and destiny. Hey, listen. Man, my wife and I, we love y'all. My family, we love God, people. We love mankind. We love the whole human race, boy, and all our hearts and all our soul. And we don't have but one great desire, boy, that you might know the truth. Hallelujah. That you might know Jesus Christ, who he sent, and the power that's in his resurrection. That you might know the Holy Spirit and his purpose in the earth. And that you might know who your Father is in heaven and all that he does for us so that you might get your inheritance. Hallelujah. So I decree and declare, boy, that everything that God said about you is yes and amen. All his exceeding great and precious promises is yes and amen. That everything he said about us is yes and amen. And we're on our way to that destination. Listen, hey, you stay tuned to these radio broadcasts. They're designed to watch this here. Not hype you up, not just stir you up, but build you up. Like Acts said in chapter 20:32. I commend you unto the word of God's grace, which is able to build you up and give you your inheritance in Christ Jesus. Listen, God bless you. We'll talk to you again next week. Love you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur.